The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 53, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on July 17th, 2015, in Brooklyn, New York, USA.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Indriyani. Manasi,
Ormau,
Vachi, Vakarikam, Mana, Vacham, Varna, Samanyaye, Tam, Omkare, Svare, Nyaset, Omkaram, Bindho, Nade, Tam, Tam, Tu, Prane, Mahati, Amum, Indriyani Manas Yormau, Vachi Vaikarikam Mana, Vachambara samanaye Tamam karema svare nyasat Omkaram bindanadautam Tantu prane mahat yamum Indriyani manas yormau Vachi vaikarikam mana Vachambana samanaye Tamam karisvare nyaset Omkaram bindanadautam Tantu prane mahat yamum Indriyani, the senses acting and knowledge gathering. Manasi, in the mind. Ormau, in the waves of acceptance and rejection. Vachi, in the words. Vekarikam, infected by changes. Mana, the mind. Vacham, the words. Varna samanaye, in the aggregate of all alphabets. Tam, that. Aggregate of all alphabets. Omkare, in the concise form of Omkara.
In the concise form of Omkara.
Svare,
in the vibration.
Nyaset,
one should give up.
Omkaram, the concise sound vibration. Bindo, in the point of Omkara. Nade,
in the sound
of
vibration.
Tam,
that.
Tam,
that sound vibration.
Tu,
indeed.
Prane,
in the life air.
Mahati,
unto
the Supreme.
Amum,
the living entity.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
The mind is always agitated by waves of acceptance and rejection. Therefore, all the activities of the senses should be offered into the mind, which should be offered into one's words. Then, one's words should be offered into the aggregate of all alphabets, which should be offered into the concise form of Omkara. Omkara should be offered into the point bindu into the vibration of sound, and that vibration into the life air. Then the living entity who is all that remains should be placed in Brahman, the Supreme. This is the process of sacrifice. Purport. The my bodies get really excited by this one. Purport. The mind is always agitated by exception and rejection, which are compared to mental waves that are constantly tossing. The living entity is floating in the waves of material existence because of his forgetfulness. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is therefore sung in his Gitavali, Miche Maryarya Vashe Yatcha Beshe Kacha Habudubu Bhai. My dear mind, under the influence of Maya, you are being carried away by the waves of rejection and acceptance. Simply take shelter of Krishna. Jeev Krishna das evishvas karlayarto dukko nai. If we simply regard the lotus feet of Krishna as our ultimate shelter, we shall be saved from all these waves of Maya, which are variously exhibited as mental and sensual activities in the agitation of rejection and acceptance. Krishna instructs us in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Paritjaja, Mamekang Sharanang Vraja, Ahang Thvang Sarvapape Bhyo, Mokshiyashami Mashuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Therefore, if we simply place ourselves at the lotus feet of Krishna by taking to Krishna consciousness and keeping always in touch with him by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we need not take so much trouble in arranging to return to the spiritual world. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is very easy. Haranamma, 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 yivakevalam, kalona steva, nasteva, nastevi, gatiranyata. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tamsa Jivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadesha Tarmine.
So, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his stalwart followers, this process, which is described here, is a very complicated thing, actually. Very, very complicated. But it becomes so simple and so easy. You don't have to be expert in chanting Hare Krishna. I'm sure I mispronounced it. Even the word Krishna, I must be mispronouncing it, according to Sanskrit. But Krishna is very kind. He doesn't look to the technique. He looks to the heart, you see. As Prabhupada so wonderfully told us, just like a child crying for the mother, if we call out Krishna, 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 you see, then Krishna will accept even if we don't pronounce his name perfectly. So it's actually all there. Everything you need is right there in those two syllables, Krishna. Everything is there. Is there something lacking? No, everything is present. How is that possible that everything you could possibly ever need or want to be completely satisfied is right there in Krishna? How is that possible? Well, it's quite easy to understand because Krishna is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava matak sarvam pravartate. Everything is coming from Krishna. Actually, everything exists within Krishna, according to Brahma Samhita. And the name Krishna and Krishna are absolutely one and the same. Therefore, everything that exists is right there within Krishna. In that little capsule, Krishna, everything exists. You exist, I exist, New York City, the Earth planet, the Sun planet, the whole universe. It's all right there within Krishna. And then those two syllables, it all exists within them. So nowadays, people like to be online on the internet, you see. But does that connect you with everything? No. Does it connect you with anything? No. The more you become connected, you become disconnected, you see. But when you connect with Krishna, you see, and then you're really online with everything. You're absolutely, totally online with everything. You're totally connected. So we simply have to learn how to become connected with Krishna. That's all. All we have to do. Somehow or other become connected with Krishna. So it is a mechanical process. By brute force, I will gate crash my way in to the Krishna festival. No. You can't gate crash your way in. You have to have the ticket to get in. And that ticket is love. You see, you have to have the ticket of love. Then you're in. Simple then. You have to learn how to love Krishna. What to do? I don't love Krishna. I just love sense gratification. What's my hope? I have no love for Krishna. I just love sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's the name of my game. You see? What's the hope for a poor soul like me who has no love for Krishna? Well, Krishna is very kind. He appears as Pishadam. I remember it's a famous Prabhupada pastime in Miami. He said, you've all come because of Prashadam. And he said, you too, Abhiram? And Abhiram, yes, Prabhupada. You've all come because of Prashadam. And I remember Jai Dwaita Swami, one time at 26th Second Avenue, he told us what those Sunday feasts were like. He said, you'd be nuts not to join. I remember the exact quote. You'd be nuts not to join. That's what you told us that day. Absolutely nuts. See. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, you see, that thing which is very difficult to achieve, love of Krishna, becomes very easy to achieve, you see. This is the mercy of the great devotees, the great pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. That which is very, very, very difficult to achieve now becomes very, 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 very easy to achieve, you see. So somehow or other, we just have to please Prabhupada, that's all. If you just somehow... I remember when I joined in Austin with Vishnujan Swami, they said, yeah, you got to please Prabhupada. I said, well, you know, where is... Prabhupada's not here. How am I supposed to please him? I'm a little bewildered. You know, I have to please Prabhupada? Well, how do I do that?
But then I found out in the Grivastakam prayers, the spiritual master sees the devotees are taking prasadam and becomes pleased. Ah, I can handle this. I can take prasadam, I can please Prabhupada, and by pleasing Prabhupada, I can become Krishna conscious. Wow! Sign me up! You see, of course, then we learn, well, you can't just eat all day, you know. Actually, it's interesting. Vishnujana Swami one time asked Prabhupada, he told us this. He said, one time I asked Prabhupada, is it okay if he used to be the temple commander in Los Angeles, they're making many devotees, so he has experience of, you know, bringing many people in and trying to train them up how to be devotees. So he said, Prabhupada, what if all they want to do is take prasadam? Is that okay? The only service they want to do is take prasadam. Prabhupada said, as long as they chant Hare Krishna between each bite. So this is Prabhupada's great mercy. Of course, in the beginning it was, you know, eat as much as you can, just stuff it in. But then later on, it's regulate yourself. So Ramapati Prabhu was a little disturbed by that second. He liked the first instruction, but he got disturbed by the second one. He said, Prabhupada, before you told us to eat as much as we want, now you're telling us to eat restricted, Prabhupada. So he didn't have any trouble with the first instruction. I remember in Boston, we heard in Boston, Prabhupada was asked him, and it came out, a yogi will fill up his belly halfway with prasadam, 25% with water, and 25% leave it empty. The devotee's got kind of an anxiety. Oh my God, what do we do now at prasadam time, Got scared. You're supposed to leave some empty space, and there's all this anxiety. So they asked Prabhupada how much prasadam we can take, and Prabhupada said, if you want more prasadam, I am your spiritual master. It's my duty to provide it for you. So Prabhupada is great mercy, you see, his kindness. He knew our sense gratificatory mentality, but he knew how to capture us by such wonderful loving dealings. I mean, it was just every aspect of Prabhupada, it was just pure love, pure nectar. Every word, every gesture, his mood, everything about Prabhupada was just incredibly nectarian. So you just, any contact with him, you just feel elevated into another world. You weren't living in the material world when you were with Prabhupada, you see. Then we learn how to connect with him in his absence also and keep that same mood. And actually Prabhupada said in one letter how the separation from the spiritual master is greater ecstasy than meeting him. So what does that really mean? It means you meet him even better when you're separated from him. It's not that you're not meeting him, but you're in the anguish or the pain or this, or what is that? The sweet agony of separation from your beloved, you see. The love becomes intensified. Remember, there's a pop song when I was a kid, it's been a long and lonely summer, but darling, something like, but I, every day I send you a letter and I see it with a kiss, you see. That the love expressed by the boyfriend to his girlfriend in separation, he didn't have such loving sentiments when he was with her, you see. But when he's separated from his girlfriend, now the loving sentiments get amped up about 1,000 times, you see. So the same principle applies to being separated from the spiritual master, being separated from Prabhupada. In his separation, actually, the love we felt for him in his presence, that in separation, that love can become intensified more and more and more and more and more, unlimitedly. And that love for the spiritual master, that love for Guru Maharaj, you see, that translates perfectly or equally into love of Krishna. Because those things in relation with Krishna, they are non-different from Krishna. So the more you love Guru, the more your Krishna becomes awakened. Krishna is very far away, you see. But Prabhupada is walking right here in New York City. You see. We associated with Prabhupada. We saw him. We spoke with him. He put my Brahman thread on my body. You see. So we can... That helps us to connect with Krishna. Because here's someone who came to this world on this very plane of material existence. He was here giving us his kindness, his love. We're able to connect with that and appreciate it to some degree, you see. So now we should, that love and appreciation, we have to increase. So how do you do that when the spiritual master is absent? It's not difficult because the spiritual master is fully present in his instructions. As we've many times said and heard, Vani Sevu Bapu Seva. Vapu Seva, whenever you have opportunity, you take advantage. Why? Because the more you serve Vapu, that helps you connect with Vani. But Vani is the real thing, because Vani goes on perpetually. Vani is always available. Vapu is sometimes there, sometimes not there. But Vani is always present. Vani you can always have, anytime, any place. You simply have to take the instructions of the spiritual master, and as Prabhupada points out in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you worship them, you see. You embrace them within your heart, as your very life and soul, the order I've received from my spiritual master. You worship them. You do puja, you see, to those orders. And Prabhupada gave us a big order, you see. He expanded the order he received. His order was spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. And what was the order he gave us? In Los Angeles he said, become guru, deliver the whole world. He had the Western world, and I told us the whole world, you see. And it's actually described, of course you say, well, that seems impossible. Of course it is, materially speaking, impossible. But it's described in the CC that Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva in Navadvip, they did one kirtan, delivered the whole universe. So deliverance is already done, just as Krishna has already killed, or on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, had already killed all the opposing warriors. And he wanted Arjuna to go forward and get the credit for having done so. And the same thing by that kirtan done by the Panchatattva 500 years ago in Navadvip, the whole universe is indeed delivered. But now it's our duty to actually get out there and do the legwork, you see. These kirtans we're doing here in Union Square Park, they're simply part of that original, they're simply waves or reverberations of that original kirtan that was done 500 years ago by Lord Gauranga, you see. The kirtan is already there. We just have to connect with it and amplify it. It's like, remember, I was a kid, we were going through Missouri, driving through Missouri, and I saw these towers. And I was told these towers are picking up vibrations from one place and then broadcasting on to another location, you see. So that's our role. We're supposed to be like antennas or towers, picking up that the vibrations coming from that original kirtan and then pushing them forward, you see, here in Brooklyn, you see, wherever we are preaching all over the world. We're meant simply to connect with those vibrations coming from Lord Chaitanya, coming through our parampara to Prabhupada. Simply take those vibrations and then broadcast them, you see. We're just messenger boys. That's all we really are. We're just messenger boys. But the more we become absorbed in this message, you see, that is our great asset. Machchita magata prana bodhayantak parlaspadam katyantashtamam nityam tashyanticha ramanticha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. So I'm just unlimitedly indebted to you all who have asked me to speak here today, because I'm getting tons of nectar by doing this. I'm so happy you've agreed to hear this croaking toad up here do a little croaking on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. You've greatly blessed me. I'm very grateful to you. You've agreed to hear a croaking toad without much realization, without much love, just practically a show bottle. But you've agreed to hear from me because this gives me a chance to engage in Krishna Katha, which it's unlimitedly nectarian. It really is. There's unlimited nectar. And we simply have to learn how to deep sea dive into this ocean of nectar. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper to this bottomless ocean of Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami has given us very wonderful tips. Two different verses I'm thinking of that give wonderful instructions in this regard. One is in the Upadeshamrita, Shat Krishna Nama Charitari Sitapya Vidya. Pito patapta rasa nasa navrochi kanu kint vardana nanuni kang shaji jai vajusta svabhi kramad babita dodamulahantri. The holy name, pastimes, and character of Lord Sri Krishna are transcendently sweet, just like sugar candy, although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, it is simply wonderful. That by carefully chanting, note the word carefully, let's see, carefully chanting these sweet names, a natural relish awakens within his tongue and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. Wow, that's powerful stuff, you see. We have a avidya, deeply rooted ignorance. It's so deep. When you try to pull the weed out, the root goes so deep that it's hard to get down to the very root of it, you see. We chop it off of the surface again and again and again, but because the root is still there, that damn thing keeps coming back. You know what I mean? But by this process of Hare Krishna mantra chanting, we can actually perfect the art of going all the way to the deep, deep root, which is going, that root has gone down for, you know how long you've been here in the material world? No, we don't know. But that's how deep-rooted it is. We're talking millions of lifetimes of going after sense gratification. You understand? Millions of lifetimes of going after sense gratification. But that root is so deep. It's inconceivably deep. But this Hare Krishna mantra, if carefully chanted, will go all the way to the very base of that root and pull it all out. You see, you get all of that lust, that anger, that greed, the madness, illusion, envy, get it all out and bring us back to who we really are. We're actually pure devotees. We just forgot. You're a pure devotee of Krishna. You're one of his associates in the spiritual world. That's who you actually are. That's who you really are. You're not this false ego. You see? But all these anarthas are in the way. They're blocking us from actually realizing who we are. So we have to get rid of those anarthas. It's the most important thing. And we actually can do that, then the bliss that we will experience, even by saying one time, Krishna, is unfathomable, as described by Srila Rupa Goswami also in his beautiful prayer. This actually is a very important prayer. Prabhupada told George Harrison to make a popular song out of this mantra. It's such an important thing. Prabhupada wanted to popularize this a mantra. Tunde tandamani vidang tutan tunde tandamani vidang tanali lamdeye karna krodha gadamani gatayate kanai vide braspiham chaitrapangana sangani vijayatai sarvendriyanam kritim najane janita kriyadviramita krishnaiti vanadvai. I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, there's so much nectar emanating out of Krishna that my little tiny mouth, it can hardly hold any of it. Therefore, Krishna, please give me millions of mouths. And when Krishna enters the holes of my ears, there's so much nectar. What these two little ears can hold? I need millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions and quintillions of ears so I can get at least a little tiny percentage of that unlimited ocean of nectar. And when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, I'm stunned. I'm paralyzed. Bhaktivinoda also talks about this in Kabe Havi Bodhi Dadi Saini Mar. He says, by the name's effect, I am paralyzed, you see. That's one of the symptoms. Bhava symptoms. Become paralyzed, stunned, frozen. When Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, I become stunned, paralyzed, you see, and I deeply enter into the nectar of the name. So really, all it really boils down to, you know, is you got to perfect your chanting, really. You just got to perfect your chanting. How much do you connect with Krishna when you say Krishna? It really boils down to that. And we have a mantra that helps us connect with those two syllables. That's Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That then brings Radharani's mercy in, you see, to help us. Radharani is very kind on poor souls like us who are struggling to awaken our Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada told us in London, on Radhastami, he said, if you will tell Radharani like this, my dear mother. Now sometimes in this kind of ladies, don't call me mother. You see. But Prabhupada said, you address Radharani, my dear mother. He never said Radharani Prabhu. My dear Prabhu, no, my dear mother Radharani. I mean, it's such an exalted thing to be mother, actually. Mother Radharani, you see. My dear mother Radharani, please tell about me to your Krishna. That's what Prabhupada said. We should pray to her like that. Please tell about me to your Krishna. You see? And then when Krishna, you see, he says, and then Prabhupada said, that, and then Radharani will say, Krishna, just see this devotee. He's a better devotee than me. Radharani's mood is not to push herself forward as number one. Her mood is to push everybody else forward as number one, you see. She'd say, Krishna, please notice this devotee. He's a better devotee than me. Now, what do you think Krishna will think when he hears, oh, Radharani says there's a devotee better than her. Well, let's check out who is this devotee is better than Radharani. Wow. Here's a devotee better than Radharani. Let me see who this devotee is. You see? And then Krishna will see, oh, here's this devotee, you see. So in this way, you see, this Hare Krishna mantra brings Radharani into the picture, you see, full time, you see. How many Hare's are there? There's Hare Krishna, but Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There's eight Hare's. You're calling out to Radharani eight times, you see, every time you do the Hare Krishna mantra, begging for her mercy, you see, eight times. So it's powerful stuff. So to connect with those two syllables, Krishna, the Hare Krishna mantra, is the perfect vehicle, according to great learned scholars, great realized devotees, and according to the Kali Santavana Upanishad, this is the way to do it. You see, Lord Chaitanya said there are millions and billions of names of God, they're all bona fide, but he chose one particular mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, since he was the most expert chanter of all, and he chose Hare Krishna, it's a no-brainer. What's the best mantra to chant if you want to get Krishna prema as soon as possible? Is it Hare Krishna mantra? So, perhaps some of you might have some questions. I'd be delighted to try to answer them. Any questions or challenges, whatever you'd like to throw at me, it's all mercy. I'm a little deaf, so you may have to enunciate rather clearly and loudly. Even with my hearing aids, I don't do so well.
Thank you, Prabhu. You were saying about Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan already delivered the universe.
Yes.
100 years ago.
That it's not manifested yet. It's just like Krishna had already killed all the warriors in the battlefield, but that hadn't manifested yet. Time separates. But the deliverance, this is the killing of the enemy soldiers is already there. Deliverance of the universe is already there. It's simply time is separating.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada was racing against time in his mood of urgency.
He was
racing against time.
Okay.
Urgency. Like he told the friendly Jewish subway conductor he met on the park bench in the winter of 1966, There are devotees and temples filled up with devotees. Time is separating us from them.
Right.
So sometimes, or a lot of times, we see what devotees will see like that, and they won't work as hard as they can or should to make the prophecy come true.
Yeah, that's our nature. Prabhu, we're lazy fellows, isn't it?
So, yeah. It's not good.
No, it's not good at all. Papa didn't like laziness and craziness. That's our natures. We have to overcome that. Yeah, you can't say it's going to happen anyway, so, you know, Haribol, I'm just going to eat and sleep. And no, we have to... Thing is, we are meant to be instruments. This is Arjuna was meant to be an instrument. So we are meant to be instruments for the fulfillment of that prediction. And if we don't do it, it's not going to happen. We're not going to see anything happen. It'll be other future generations, you see, will see it happen. I mean, personally, I like to see it happen. I like to see the whole world become Krishna conscious in the next 18 days.
Very good.
I mean, I can't tolerate... People ask me, how you're doing? I say, I'm miserable. I'm absolutely miserable because the world is in such chaos. How you feel? I'm absolutely miserable. I can't stand this nonsense going on. Let me look at how they just leave. The Supreme Court just legalized gay marriage. I mean, it's just getting more and more disgusting with every year that goes by. It disturbs me like anything. I'm very agitated and disturbed by the whole thing. Therefore, you know, I'm just praying to Krishna. That my every thought, word, and deed until my last dying breath make a difference. Let it make a difference in the world, you see. I can die at any time. I'm an old man now. My late 60s, I can die at any time. I can kick the bucket any time, you see. But I'm just praying that while I'm here, my dear Lord, please bless me every thought, every word, every deed, and every time, place, and circumstance. Keep making a positive difference for the consciousness of this universe. That's how I'm praying, you see. We have to feel an urgency that this world has to be delivered. Prabhupada has orders to deliver the world. Like, I mean, Prabhupada gave the order to deliver the world, so how are we going to even go back to Godhead? It's like, you know, we didn't make our quota. Your quota is to deliver the whole world. Well, if you may, I remember when I was doing the Sankirtan or Temple President said, if you didn't make your quota, don't come back. Amarendra. And I didn't. I stayed out. He got agitated. I didn't come back. I got a motel room. Didn't go back. I got chastised for that, but I didn't make my quotas. I didn't go back. So if we don't deliver the whole universe, how we can go back to Godhead? We didn't make our quota. That's one way of looking at it. Actually, one devotee told me, he says, I want to take birth after birth till everybody has a full set of Prabhupada books. He told me, one book distributor. So he says he even feels guilty when he goes to sleep and eat. He feels guilty. That I should be out there 24 hours a day with no eating and no sleeping, distributing book, distributing book, distributing book. He feels guilty when he goes back to the van to take a nap or to take some prasadam, you see. That's a wonderful move, you see. So he wants to take birth after birth until everyone has Prabhupada's books, you see. So how do we know when we're actually successful? When the high court judges are all wearing tiglan. Yeah. Then we're successful. Until then, we haven't made it. We haven't made it yet. Until the high court judges in every country, this whole planet are wearing tilak, and this whole planet, until all the high court judges are wearing tilak, we haven't made it. We're not there yet. We're just scratching the surface. Scratching the surface, that's all. So we have to think big. We have to think very big about making the whole universe Krishna conscious. And we also have to think small. I got to make myself Krishna conscious. This damn rascal, me, who knows this stuff but still doesn't do it, you got to start with yourself, you see. Because you can only be potent for revolutionizing the universe to the extent that you revolutionize yourself. Physician, heal thyself. You want to save the world? Well, why haven't you saved yourself yet? You see, that's the problem. We haven't even saved ourselves yet. We're thinking about saving the world. We haven't even saved ourselves. I'm still thinking about sex. Still thinking about... Yeah, we still do, isn't it? We're so low class, you know. We still think, we still see a beautiful girl and we go, You see? You don't? Well, I worship you, Prabhu. He shook his head, no, I bow down at your feet and beg for your mercy. So any other questions? That was a wonderful question. I know I'm going over time now. In some temples, I get chastised if I go even 1 minute over time. I don't want to mess up the program. So it's your ball game, whatever the program is. Any other questions? If not, we can adjourn and continue with our world-saving activities. I'm just delighted to see my beloved godbrothers here. Just delighted to Jai Dvaita Swami, Maharaja Ki Jai, Abhiram Prabhu Ki Jai. It's just, I travel and preach all over the world. I hardly ever see godbrothers anymore. We're a dying breed. And to have two of them here at once, wow, it's like almost like being with Prabhupada, practically. It's practically being with Prabhupada. It's a very special day for me to be with two illustrious godbrothers of mine. I thank you all for being here, tolerating my nonsense for a few minutes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.